Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who you putting your spotlight on this week?
Chris, I want to put a positive spin on kind of a sad story. If you remember last year in training camp back in August up here in New York, Quincy Enunwa, the wide receiver of the Jets, they found out he had problems in his neck, Chris, bulging discs, hurt his neck, and they didn't know his future and what would happen. Well, he ended up having to sit out the entire season. But that did not stop him from being named one of the NFL Man of the Year Walter Payton Award nominees, Chris. And just a few of the things that Quincy has been involved with. He was very, very instrumental in the New York Jets Flag Football League. They have partnership with the New York City Police Athletic League, Chris. And that allows a ton of New York City kids to actually get out there and play football at no cost to them, you know, promoting health and fitness. Now, it's not like when you and I were kids, Chris, we can go out on the street and play. They can't do that in New York City. So he has donated his time to try to make that happen for a lot of kids. He's actually won a ton of awards in the past prior to this. I mean, he actually won the Marty Lyons Community Service Award last year, because that's given to the people, the person in the entire organization, the whole Jets Community Relations Program, who does the most. And again, he even back this past spring, he received the United Way Hometown Hero Award in New York. That's big time up here, Chris. And again, we just hope this guy continues to get healthy. I'm not sure what his football future might hold, Chris, but what he's done off the field is incredible, and he continues to do it even though the tough break he's been given. But again, kudos and good luck to wide receiver Quincy Enunwa of the Jets.
That's a great story, and I remember, you know, reading some of the stuff that you mentioned there, Bob. So we certainly wish him, you know, good health, and hopefully everything goes well for him. So a good way to put a positive spin on a difficult story. So kudos to you, Bob. This week I'm going to put my spotlight, Bob, on Bucs defensive end Chris Baker. Chris has been in the league since 2009. He's played with the Broncos, Dolphins, Redskins, and now with the Bucs. And he's from up your way, Bob, Windsor, Connecticut. And
yeah.
He started the Chris Baker Foundation. And one of the things I love, Bob, about, you know, why he started the foundation, here's what he said. You know, he talks about how important, you know, giving back is. And this is a sort of a theme with him. And he said, I always told myself, if I had the opportunity as a professional athlete to come back, I'd come back and, you know, try to be a great example for the kids here, because I want to give back to my community, right? And the goal and the objective of his foundation is to enhance and increase child literacy, to also illustrate the importance of education and the importance of staying in school. He's got football camps that he runs, and he does those to encourage teamwork and everyday life skills to the kids that he brings in and gets involved in the camps. He also establishes mentorship programs for the area high schools. And last year, his camp was held in July, and they also did a bowling event with the proceeds obviously going to his foundation, but not just his foundation, but also to the Women's Athletic Initiative as well. And, you know, when they come to his camp, kids obviously get the opportunity to sit and talk with Chris, meet him. When they go to his events, they have opportunities to do that, plus, you know, win some prizes and some gift cards. So, you know, Bob, I wanted to put my spotlight on Chris Baker. And the reason I wanted to do that so much is I just love the idea that he thought to himself, you know what, if I become a professional athlete, one of the things that's important to me is to go back to my community and be a great example to kids and to give back to that community. So kudos to Chris Baker for what he's doing to make a difference in the lives of kids up in his hometown of Windsor, Connecticut, because football gave him the opportunity to give back, and then he seized that opportunity. I thought that was great stuff, Bob.
It's just up the road from here, Chris, and he does it often, and you'll see his picture a lot in the Hartford Courant, visiting kids at Hartford Hospital. And again, he's not one of these guys who does it from afar. He's hands-on, and kudos to you for recognizing him.
All right, folks, it is time for Bob and I to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Sherman Williams, Tony Collins, Brian Finneran, Craig Wolfley, and Doug Nettles for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, thank God you got through on the switchboard at the top, because it was going to be lonely without you. Couldn't do the show without you. So
that would have been a lonely evening. And again, thanks for your input, Chris. And if I don't fly away over the next 24 hours, we're going to do it next week at the same time.
Scheduled to join us next week is our good friend from ESPN, Christine Lisi, who, Bob, you got to meet last week, and her husband, Rob, at a pet adoption that you volunteer at every week. She and her husband got themselves a great-looking new dog.
Beautiful dog named Gracie, Chris. And, you know, Christine, the tears started rolling as soon as the dog came off the truck. You know, it's just an incredible thing. You only know the dog from what you've seen in pictures. You know it did not have a good upbringing. And here it is, Christine and her husband, Rob, seeing the dog get off and having a good home and having, you know, signs up welcoming Gracie to her new home. It was incredible. I took a lot of pictures, and Christine's a great person. Not only is she a great journalist, but she's a big dog lover. And if you go on to, I think she has a blog, Chris, or even a Facebook page, she has actually a little journal that, quote-unquote, Gracie is writing about her new owners. It's pretty cool. I urge people to check it out, but I can't wait to talk to her again next week.
Yeah, looking forward to having Christine back with us and hearing all about that. We'll also be joined by former Steelers wide receiver and special teams player Will Blackman. He'll be making his TNT debut with us, as will a guy I've really enjoyed getting to know and has been a blessing to me on the golf side on our golf show Next on the Tee, and that's former ESPN and Golf Channel producer Keith Hirschlin. Looking forward to having Keith here on the football side. He's got a lot of great stories. We'll also be joined by former Stanford Saints and 49ers defensive back and TNT Hall of Famer Toy Cook. He'll be back with us. And, of course, great Tony Collins, who joins us every week. So another great show on tap for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join Bob and I and be a part of next week's show as well. I want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. First, on Facebook, we have a show page, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we have links to you, so you can stream us as a podcast, and a link back to our page over on Podbean. Can't thank those folks enough. They've been very, very good to us. Go on Podbean.com or download the Podbean app, and that way you can take us with you everywhere you go. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, Chris, you stay safe. Have a great week. And we want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, thanks everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.